in anybody's book. That has been a very, very successful hour.
Yeah. We couldn't have written it better, could we, Mike? So I'm thrilled to bits. Really, really pleased.
Is it even more special to see you come back and do that? Because things haven't quite gone her way this year, have they?
No, that's fair to say. But the step back up in Trip, you know, this is our optimum. And we've seen what happens when she runs over her optimum, you know. So I'm really pleased because it didn't look good at the half furlong pole. And she's really stuck at it, stuck to her guns. And I'm thrilled to bits to get her back as much as anything else.
What will you do from here? I mean, have you got any thoughts? I mean, obviously, the good thing is you can exercise the coast of Ascot.
That's it. That's it. I would say my best bet is that she'll run in the Long Distance Cup on Champions Day. With her owner being the sponsor there, I would have thought that would be the ideal spot for her.
But great for you. But you had a very good two-year-old as well. I mean, terrific to win a mate here with Rich Legacy as well. That was... You know, and only a second start to have to fight and battle, because that was no easy pickings.
No, it wasn't. You know, an inexperienced filly. I was thrilled to bits with her. She's a tough filly. Hides her light under a bushel, Mike. She's not a good workhorse, but often the best ones aren't. And she's very professional today on only her third start. Oisin looked after her at Goodwood when she got beat. Things didn't go well for her there. But she had a nice time of it. He didn't give her a hard time, and we've reaped the reward today.
And in warmly congratulating you, a word about the man on top, because if Team Beckett has had a good hour, so has Mr. Murphy.
Yeah, he's first class, isn't he? First class, you know, he really is. I enjoy using him. He's the perfect man for Sheikh Fahad, and he's really... shown today how good he is.